Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Root Insurance puts you in control. Root is a new type of car insurance that uses the sensors in your smartphone to look deeper than other insurers. Here's how it works. Download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, like turning and braking, and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, meaning good drivers could save hundreds. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hey. I apologize in advance if I sound like
a sexy telephone worker with a cold,
like someone who's been sick for 4 days. We'll edit some stuff out so that I sound normal. You're fine.
You sound good.
All right, y'all. Hi, it's episode 12.
Yes.
Things to do before you get married.
But things to do before we talk about the things to do is Randy wants to share some feedback we got.
Yeah, so I went to high school with this person, and I actually love her very much. We haven't seen each other in years, but...
Who?
Nikesia Jackson.
Kiki. I remember that name.
Yeah. She actually got her law degree recently, and she left a comment on iTunes.
All right, what did it say, boo?
She rated us 5 stars, because you know...
That's the only rating we want.
And for the culture. And she said, I love this podcast and listen to it when I am taking my walks in the evening. Nothing like listening to a real couple talk about things we are all thinking. Highly recommend.
Thank you, Kiki. I ain't know other people's thinking this shit. But all right. If you say so, Kiki.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciated it. Really appreciated it. And please rate us on iTunes or wherever else you listen. Because we love feedback.
We really appreciate the love so far. And if you have any constructive criticisms, you know, save that for our inbox. We still would like to hear that too. But yes, you know, rate us.
Please. On stuff. And thank you. All right. Now on to episode 12.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm sowing with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
I've been a father since I was a toddler. Hey.
Hey. We're back.
We're back. Episode 12.
We are your hosts. I am Paul.
Really?
Oh, God. Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
Yes.
Here to talk about... all we're learning, unlearning.
And loving about marriage. Yeah, did we just completely abandon the tagline? Or
we love the tagline. I just feel like we decided that we wouldn't say it every episode.
But it's been like a 3-episode gap. So here y'all go. We didn't say it for the last couple of episodes.
Okay. All right. So this is episode 12 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Things to do before you get married.
Yes.
In this episode, we compiled 10 things we did before we got married that we think everyone could relate to and that we think helped us get to where we are and where we want to be.
Yes.
And so that's really it.
Yeah.
But We hope y'all enjoy it. We had a lot of fun coming up with these 10 things. But before all that, as you know, love story of the day. Then after that, the fight or flight segment. And then we're going to end with the PDA. And today, Mikey has the love story responsibility.
Now, yeah, I know y'all love my love stories. I have the best ones between the two of us. We should really take a poll.
We really should it, because y'all feelings would be hurt.
I don't think so. I think that my feelings would be fine.
Maybe because you are a sore loser.
Probably. But I don't think I'd lose, is the point that I'm making. Anyway, my love story. You know how I like to tie it into the theme of this episode. Mm-hmm. I got my love story from Humans of New York.
Oh, God. You know, whatever floats your boat, babe.
I know. Whatever this does float my boat. This makes my boat float.
Mikey.
I got it from Humans of New York, and it is a story about an arranged marriage. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does. I think I just read it.
Now, there have been a couple of like arranged marriage stories that we caught on Humans of New York and on other websites too, but like this one, like, I don't know, it made me feel some type of way.
I think I read it.
You might
is
have.
Is it new?
It's new.
I think I have seen this.
All right. So no names. But the way this goes, it says, I was married when I was 16. It was an arranged marriage. I had never seen him before. I just came home from high school. I came from school one day and my dad told me that someone is coming to see you. He said, you're going to get married. The man was 29. Now, mind you, this girl was 16. Not. Yes.
Yeah.
I was so upset. Nobody ever discussed it with me. I had wanted to finish my education. I had wanted to be a flight attendant. I fought so hard, but the whole family turned against me. Everyone stopped talking to me. My father stopped eating, so I gave up. I married my husband and came to America. I had 3 kids by the time I was 20. I've accepted it now. He's a good father to my children. He tried to tell me what to do at first, but he's given up. I work at Starbucks and the bakery. They're nice people. They treat me good. But one day I'd like to maybe have a higher position so that I can work just one job, so I can spend some time on myself and so I can finally go to school.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like that story. Why, now, what made you think that it ties into this theme?
The reason why is because while our stories have like this overall theme of like love and people being, you know, together and things like that, like sometimes it ain't always the best start. Sometimes it's rough. And sometimes you wish that, sometimes there are things that you wish you would have done.
Sometimes it's arranged.
Sometimes it's arranged. Mm. Sometimes it's out of your hands.
Yeah.
And we're about to get into a list of things that are within your power to do before you get to that point.
For some people, yeah.
I think as Americans, we have that luxury.
Not all of us, though.
Not all of us, but for the majority of us, mm-hmm. you know, we are given that privilege to be able to like go find who we want to be with, and we can do stuff before we get with that person.
Yeah.
But, you know, while she clearly, you know, appreciates her husband and she's glad she has the kids she has and she's still married, you know, there are some things that she wish she would have done, and that's how it ties in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for this list, it's 10 things that we think you should do before you get married together. So 10 things we did together. So it's not necessarily apart, but things as a couple we did before we got married.
See.
That we think is helpful. And so to begin, or I guess before that, you wrote, why do we feel this matters? Is there something that you thought in particular why this mattered? Or outside of what you just said?
I can't speak for everybody's marriage. I can't speak for everybody's relationship, but I know that there are people who have expressed like nothing changes when you get married and everything will stay the same and I'll be the same. And it's just going to go exactly how it's been going. If we've already been in a relationship before, there's no real difference and they don't know that's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
That's not how it works at all. You, when you're with somebody long enough, things happen that hadn't happened before. Within the time that y'all were dating before, you learn more about each other. And, you know, I think it's important to have some idea of who you're marrying before you get married.
Yeah.
There are people who have like short engagements, which I think is cool. I think longer engagements just make sense to me. Longer being 2 years.
I mean, yeah, but we, yeah.
And, yeah. And time to date before that. People who like meet and fall in love and get married a couple months later, like that's different. I think that's cool. And I'm sure there's people who did that who are still married today. But for me, that doesn't necessarily, it's not very sensible because I'm like.
Well, we weren't in this space to get married as quickly as some people we know.
Yeah.
But a lot of people also thought we were really young to get married and didn't think we'd actually do it.
Well, they thought we were young when we were boyfriend and girlfriend, like talking to each other. Like we didn't know what we was talking about. They thought that it was like all infatuation and
lust
and sex. They thought apparently we were having a lot of sex,
which we actually weren't until like 2 years after the fact.
This nigga made me wait years. Anyway.
Hey!
What?
You know what?
It's truth. I love you. You my homie. But all right. No, so I think this matters. I feel this list matters for people who don't have those, you know, who never had that thought. Like, you know, for someone who was like, yeah, I probably should have done this before, or that's a good idea. I never would have thought to do that before getting married to somebody, because people do jump into this thing with a whole lot of assumptions.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're still working out our kinks. We are not masters.
We are not. But this worked for us.
Last episode. Was it the last? Yeah. All right, baby. Your
ooh, I get to go first. You're the first one on the list. Number one.
Yeah.
On the to-do list. I said you should do something dangerous or reckless together. For example, skydiving, riding a motorcycle.
Okay.
I think you should do that because it's important to know like your partner's threshold for like fear or like activity in general. Randy, I love her. I love you. But my wife is afraid of roller coasters. This has been a problem for me for over a decade because I love roller coasters. I love theme parks.
You should absolutely go.
But I don't want to go without you. You see the dilemma here?
Well, I'm sorry.
We're like 30 minutes from the Six Flags and you're like,
I don't care.
Anywho, do something dangerous together.
But I have ridden on your motorcycle with you.
She has. And she loved it.
I love your motorcycle.
Yes.
I loved it. And we've skydived.
We have done indoor skydiving.
Yeah. Because I'm afraid to skydive. But I have.
And then after doing indoor skydiving, Randy actually said, oh, I could do this. I could see why somebody would do this out of a plane. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'm jumping out of a plane now. Like, no, my whole thing switched scary. Up. Yeah.
It was scary.
It was fun, though.
I mean, it was a lot of fun, but I would never do it again.
I'd go back.
I would have to be intoxicated on something before I went back.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Number two. That a second thing you should do together before you get married is argue in front of a parent.
What Mikey thought that was funny,
but I mean exactly what it means. Argue, get an argument, a bad one, in front of a parent. And this is why.
So are we supposed to just start an argument?
No. Like, I guess, I don't know how you initiate this, but I'll just say how we did. I had a kidney infection.
Yes.
And I was really down bad. Like, it was so bad. I was writing my senior thesis. I wasn't drinking as much water as I should have been. I was doubling up on caffeine and didn't know that you should double up on water when you do
Randy
that.
Randy was drinking caffeine for 2 weeks straight?
I was just trying to stay awake, and I wasn't trying to pee, and I just needed to write. I just wanted to get my chapters done so that I could graduate.
Yes.
With the honors I deserved.
So college almost killed her, but yeah, senior she did year. Get
And I had a
honors.
Kidney infection during Christmas break. We were invited to this hotel party and I couldn't go because I was literally hallucinating and my skin looked like raisins. Like, that's how dehydrated
Isn't
I was.
It hurting you?
Yeah, my body was aching. It was really bad. And I had no energy. And Mikey came over and he sat with me for a while and he wanted to
just go downplay it.
He wanted to play. He sat with me for a few hours. He sat with me for the day. All right. No.
I would like to interject here, my love, because you're leaving out important details. So Randy is at her mother's house at this time, which is in South Carolina, as we covered in previous episodes. I drove from Decatur all the way up to
Buford,
which is the same thing. Really, like, dumb early because my girl's sick and I gotta make sure.
Anyway, he sat with me.
Yes, I did.
And I was just so sick. I just wanted him to sit there and rub my hand. Mikey wanted to play. He wanted to talk. He wanted to watch TV really loudly. I was like, can you please
really
sit here?
I don't like this picture that you're painting.
With me.
So how many hours of rubbing your hair and all those other things before? It does matter.
It didn't matter.
Because I didn't just come over there like, oh, all right, I want to watch TV now.
I didn't give you grief when you had your motorcycle accident. This is my first real sickness.
Danielle.
It was my first real sickness. Same thing. Yes, it was. I took care of you. I just wanted you to do what I wanted you to do.
And I came over there, and for hours, Mikey, mind you, in silence, which kills me.
So as y'all forget, this is what the argument was about. So we're arguing, and I'm like sick as a dog, y'all. Sick as a dog, just looking for him to reciprocate the shit I have done for him without giving
first
me
of
grief.
All, this was before my accident.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Mike, you had the accident when I was a junior. I had just got back from abroad. I was
I
a senior in
now.
College when
I'm
this
drawing
happened.
A blank.
Of course you are.
I don't
how
remember
convenient
the situation.
That you are drawing a blank.
That's okay. I'll
so we get this
finish.
Big argument because Mikey's like, I'm bored and I don't.
I didn't
sit here.
I did not say it like that.
No, bored.
You asked me like, what is wrong? I was like, well, I'm bored because I've been sitting here for hours and in silence.
I sat
and
with
just
him for 2 weeks. I sat with him all summer.
Okay, within that time, you ain't watch no TV?
Mike,
you ain't watch
I
no
did
TV.
What you wanted
you ain't play no
to
games.
Do. I did what you wanted me to do.
Okay, when
and
you were sitting
I
there
wanted
dying, did you say, all I want you to do is this? Before
yes
the argument started?
I did.
All right.
And you said you were bored out your mind, which hurt my feelings. And mind you, my mama's home, we're yelling at the top of our lungs. And then she gets,
I wasn't yelling at the top
then,
of my lungs.
Then she comes at me, if you can't handle this, you can't handle being pregnant. Turns out she was right. Because I could not.
Randy, Lou.
And I was just like, how is this coming back on me? But anyway.
Cause you, and you still don't see how it's your fault that this happened.
Because it wasn't.
Randy,
I communicated.
And I did too, but not at all in the way that you just said. So anyway, we had this argument in front of her mother.
I think you should argue in front of a parent because you should see like how will the family react during a conflict.
Like will now they jump in? Will they let you get it over with?
Right. Will they mama Tina in? No, he didn't cheat. And then, like, 2 months later, 444 drops. You know, like, will
well,
they
lie
have your back? And she did, you know. And I'm not, you know, obviously you keep things private. You don't always call home and do all that. But I think that it is a good idea to see what happens.
So normally when you get in an argument, you'll, like, be like, you know, we're not going to do this here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, so when you feel it coming on in that space, you just, like, let loose? Is that what you're saying? Like,
just let it happen.
Just let see it happen. All right. It's
all
a
right
terrible idea.
Number three.
Live together and learn each other's habits.
Yeah, this list isn't celibate friendly.
It's not.
I'm
so
sorry.
Anybody who doesn't believe in like shacking up or sex before marriage, I'm sorry.
Because
this is still important.
We're straight ass heathens. But thank you, Jesus. Like we love you.
Jesus loves me regardless. And his daddy. God
please
fuck
continue
with me. I'm just saying.
Mikey, can you
I'm sorry.
Please
yes
not put those two words together in the same sentence.
That's the relationship, man. God fucks very heavily
Mikey
with me.
Key.
I'm sorry.
we done lost like 5 listeners.
I love God. You don't love God?
Mikey, Jesus, can you please
it's like
live
one
together
of the 3 gospel songs I know.
Live
all right, I'm sorry
together.
Live together. Learn each other's habits. You don't know somebody until you move in with them. You really don't.
Yeah.
You don't. When we had separate dorms, Randy would come visit. I'm a clean person by nature, but sometimes I let loose and sometimes I won't clean. And
yeah, and that's
it's very short lived. But
no,
there are times where I'm clean more than I am not clean, Randy.
Okay, you are, baby.
One of the only times Randy like walked in on like dirty stuff was like a surprise.
Okay,
but I was in the process of cleaning anyway.
Live together, learn each other habits.
Live together and just get to know each other's habits because you're going to have to deal with that for the rest of your life. There are some people who hate how loud their partner chews. And that's actually like a thing that bothers the fuck out of them. But you need to accept that that's just how they chew.
Yeah. And I had a whole year to accept it before we got married.
What you talking about?
Baby, you chew. You eat
I got big
so
lips
loudly
and
you
big
eat
teeth.
You
and
eat
it's hard
so
to contain food within these lips.
And I'm like,
you love these lips. Why are you complaining about how
I'm
I chew
not
now?
Complaining. I
was chewing other.
What were you chewing?
None.
Because I've been sick. You ain't been chewing me.
We ain't gonna talk about that. yeah, man. So you know, you need to know each other or have like an actual like understanding of who this person is. What are some of your habits? What are some of my habits that you had to get used to?
I mean, all of them. I don't even
name
know
them. From toe popping to,
I'm still not used to that. See, this
right,
isn't a good example.
It is a good example.
Habits I had to get used to. Mikey takes really long bathroom breaks.
Like a month.
Like he gets up. I always know I can sleep for as long as he's in the restroom. Like I don't snooze anymore because I just get up when he gets out the bathroom. That gives me another hour anyway. And I'm so happy we have three bathrooms in the house now, because we were at one. It was rough. Having to be like, wait, let me go to the restroom first. Man,
and sometimes the morning poops take a minute. And I know it's niggas out there listening right now that can agree with how long the morning, but sometimes you just, you know, you got to catch up on social events.
So
it's the only time you get to sit down and like read.
Four. I think that you should have sex in an unconventional place, i.e. abandoned parking lot, park, somewhere before you get married. And I say this because everybody needs that classic argument of, you ain't did this since we got married. And you can have those type of arguments if you don't have sex in unconventional places.
That's true.
Like, who are you as a married person if you aren't having those you used to conversations?
We don't have those you used to conversations.
We don't?
Nah.
Oh.
Do we?
I don't know.
Well, help me.
We haven't yet.
Exactly.
Maybe. I feel like we have been.
When? Like, you used to do, what don't I do that I used to do?
Maybe we should talk about this.
Nah. Say it on the microphone. Go ahead.
What don't you do that you used
to? It's some stuff you don't do that you used to do.
How is this coming up? I didn't even think.
I just thought of something when I asked you.
You used to dress up for me randomly.
Real shit.
I used to get roses. You used to give me one rose.
That's true.
He used to show up to work, to my job with food.
Yep, that was my thing.
He used to court me. Now he just be like, roll over. I'm playing. Mikey's still very romantic.
I know, but
you just haven't done some of that.
It's
what older. Did I used to do?
Mine is a little bit like more vulgar.
What did I used to do?
Those are good things you said. Let's just leave it at that.
Mikey,
sometimes
don't make me stop this. What did I used to do?
Well, let's just say you used to initiate sexual activity a certain way, and you don't do that no more.
Mikey.
Used to do more hand stuff.
Hand stuff?
Yeah, where all the hand stuff go?
Hand jobs?
Yeah, like what happened?
Nigga, you were talking about it. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes it's what you just grab it.
Okay. Okay.
You don't do it, don't mind.
Okay.
You see, I didn't have a real thing, so you should just let your thing rock, and we could have been good.
No, you meant that, though.
I didn't.
You kinda. Did.
I like her hands.
I love you.
I love
Bless
you.
Your heart.
Bless your hands.
Number five.
We didn't even number it. Where are we at? Number five. Discuss finances. I thought this one was important for obvious reasons. Y'all need to know what y'all gonna do when y'all get together. Are y'all splitting bills? Is the expectation that he gonna carry the fam financially? Or is she gonna carry the fam financially? Like, splitting bills, you need to discuss savings plans, how y'all wanna live. Like, y'all trying to, like, be rich, or y'all just trying to, like, be out here struggling? You know, like, what are your financial goals moving forward?
And I think it's good that you brought up the who's like covering how much, because I think, and maybe we can do an episode about this head of household myths. I see a lot of things online, like, you know, y'all aren't spouses, y'all are roommates if y'all are splitting bills. And I'm like, but these are girls or people in general who want to be married, but want to be married really young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, who are you marrying?
That's covering everything.
That's 25 making
hundreds
money
of thousands that
to
can
cover both of y'all.
Well, there are people children. Out there like that.
Yeah, celebrities. And maybe you do got it like that if you dealing and whatever. But I mean, working traditional jobs.
Yes.
In the beginning, who do you know like that? And if you do know somebody, tell me.
What you gonna do?
Apply to where they working.
Oh, okay.
What you mean?
Who you trying to meet? Anyway.
Boy, number six.
I don't like the way you call me boy just now.
Do something for the other that you wouldn't normally do. Y'all, this is so important. Because when you're married, a lot of what you do, a lot of the times, is doing stuff that you...
What you trying to say, baby?
That you don't really like to do. Or, what? You know, that isn't your passion.
So,
for instance, Mikey loves cars. He loves cars.
And bikes.
And bikes.
Yeah.
He loves cars and he loves bikes. And we went to a car show. And the car show was fun.
So, you had so
but
much
I would
fun.
Have never went on my own. And I was ready to go when it was time to go. But Mikey was still trying to, like, he found this whole slew of motorcycles that he wanted to look at, that people
and
had rode in
stuff.
On.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm capped. I'm like at my max capacity to be.
This goes back to learn each other's habits.
Yeah.
Randy is, by all purposes, definitions, an introvert. She is. She's an introvert with extrovert habits. Yeah. I'm an extrovert with introvert habits. But like, I am energized by being out and about and doing stuff. And Randy is the opposite. She is drained.
Yeah.
Depending on how long you are out. And it's like a phone. You're like a phone. And not like phones are now. Like phones were back in 2009. You know, had a good battery for like 3 hours. But if you're doing too much, it dies quick. And you're searching for chargers. Oh, your phone ain't shit for a while.
So and basically. Like,
yes.
I think you should do that. Because when you're married, you have to do it a lot. And Mikey he's walked around some bookstores with me.
I had fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's also found common stuff that he's like, but there are things that I
like to try to find the thing that I enjoy within what you enjoy.
We watched Lemonade our whole honeymoon.
And I liked Lemonade. So yeah. Like, we were playing cards while we were listening to Lemonade very often. With, uh-huh. You know, card games are like my favorite thing to do. So
yeah,
it was that.
So yeah, I just think it's something you should do so that you can get used to it, because that's all you're going to be doing when you get married. It's
so being supportive. You do is do what the other person want to do?
Well, no, not all the time. Like. You know, like, you know, you have to be supportive. And sometimes that support looks like doing stuff you don't really like to do.
That's fair. Hey, real quick, what's one thing you don't like to do that you have to do?
Clean. Because you like clean.
Okay.
No? Was that not
where you were going? No, I was trying to see what you would come up with.
Like when I was be trying to surprise you and I'm like, shit, a clean house makes him like happy. Shit. It's like a clean.
But you also like create messes for me to clean up, which makes me happy. Well, I'm serious.
I'm gonna let that slide.
No, I wasn't taking shots. I'm serious. Like, one of the things that I don't like that I have to do is I have to let you write.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I would like for like work to be left at work, but like this particular work isn't something you can leave at work. You're an artist, so like you gotta like do stuff whenever it hits you and shit like that and all that shit. Anyway, but I love you. And I support it. I would rather you just like, you know, lay up on the couch with me and we get like hot and sticky watching TV shows.
But babe, I love you. I have nothing to say to that. So.
You don't want to be laid up getting hot and sticky this summer?
Seven.
Watching TV shows on Hulu?
Seven.
Fine. Number seven, do something on your own. So do something separate from each other.
Please, Lord.
Late night drives. I used to drive around 285 listening to music. Like, I take like a lap around the city. That was my thing. And for real, like, I don't know, my Maximo's good on gad. Like, I just go cruising and like just blast music in neighborhoods and throw off white people and traffic and like just have fun. Like, that was like my thing. Selfish purchases, buy a jet ski, even if you don't live near water, you know, something like just jewelry.
Yeah.
Strip club.
Shea butter. When last time you went to a strip club?
Guys/girls night out.
Did you go for your bachelor party?
Nah, the last time I went to a strip club. When was the last time I went to a strip club? It was a while ago.
Be honest.
The last time I went to a strip club, honestly.
When it with one of your cousins?
Yeah. I think it was with Brandon. Fun times.
But when?
I don't know. We were in college, I think.
I remember vaguely, yeah. But it was so long ago.
Anywho, yeah. Strip clubs.
Why are you anyway?
Because I try to avoid strip clubs. Because I'm in a relationship.
Try to? You were in a relationship in college. You didn't care then.
I did.
Sure you did, babe.
And I was like, I can't be here no more.
Sure you did.
This is
a trap. My selfish thing would be, you know, I love to buy shea butter and girl time.
Girl time?
Yeah.
What is girl time?
Just girl weekends, hanging out with friends, cousins, sisters, without you around. Drinking.
But I'm the fun. You. I'm like the life of the party.
Well.
I'm the life of your party.
Oh.
Am I not the life of your party?
Sure, baby.
When you play this back, I want you to hear your tone. Because other people hear it. I don't know.
Seven.
Yes.
Premarital counseling. No, we're on eight.
No, we're on
eight. Right?
We're on premarital counseling one.
Which is eight.
Yes.
Yeah, I said seven.
Seven.
That's it?
It's eight.
Oh, God. Y'all forgive us. Premarital counseling.
Premarital counseling, babe. Why should people do premarital counseling before they get married?
Well, one, it makes getting your license cheaper. Your marriage license, way cheaper. It went from like $140 to $25, hilarious. Because we did like, what was it, 6 weeks of premarital counseling? Six weekends? And we did it with my aunt and uncle who were certified to do it. And it was really great. We learned a lot. As I mentioned in episodes, I don't know, seven and maybe 6'2", I learned that Mikey leaving the house during the argument triggered Mikey and made him think of his dad abandoning him. And so that's what helped me stop. I also learned Mikey wants to have 5 children when I was like,
minimum.
I can do 2. He thinks I'm a dog.
I don't think you're a dog. Litters. I just thought by that time, like, we'd have enough money to where you don't want to do nothing but like write and pop out babies.
He's in fucking insane.
I'm not. I was trying to beat my dad record.
Babe, your dad keeps having children.
That's true.
It's impossible.
That's true. This was a goal. I was like, I'm going to beat my dad everything. I'm going to have more kids than him, and I'm going to be like present. It's going to be all the same woman.
Yeah, so he thinks I'm a dog. He thinks that I push out litters.
I don't think you're a dog. I just know I could have knocked out a couple sets of twins.
But premarital counseling was great. It was nice getting to know our aunt and uncle on that level
as well.
It was weird, but it was nice. It was so weird. But yeah, and it makes getting married cheaper, or at least the license
cheaper. During premarital counseling, things come up that you wouldn't even think to ask or consider.
They had us do a survey.
Separately, and then come together and like compare answers. And it was like, I wouldn't say it was like eye-opening, but it definitely shed some light on some stuff that we had to like clarify and talk out. Like earlier when I said about like how we wanted to live money-wise. Like,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, and we would leave sometimes. Like, so you really think that? Arguing all the way home.
So, on question number 3.
You put this, and I didn't want to say nothing there because I need to collect my thoughts.
But what the fuck is wrong with you?
Because if you think...
For a goddamn second.
That you about to have another bitch in my house. You slaying. So that was, premarital counseling.
Yes.
And 9, learn your partner's body.
Which is mine, so yes. I'm going to repeat. Number 9, learn your partner's body.
Damn child.
I am your child, baby. How does that make you feel?
Really sad.
Pedophile.
Becky.
Huh? Learn your partner's body.
Yeah.
Now, again, for the people who are listening who aren't heathens, or for any particular reason, if you're waiting until a certain time to have sex or things of that nature, like, good luck. But I think it's important to know your partner. I'm trying to know all of you, the way your mind works, the way your body works, what gets you there, what you like, what you don't like. So I have some idea what's going to happen when I get married.
Yeah. And what was your idea?
Basically what happened. I just wanted to know that my wife is also gross, and that she with the shits.
But people who wait, we recognize, can also be with the shits.
We also
had a period in our engagement closer to the wedding where we stopped having sex,
which was terrible.
It was the worst thing to do, and my mom told us like we was dumb as hell. She was like, that is not the time where you want to stop having sex,
because we were like we were basing it off like TV shows and like movies and stuff, like from people who are engaged. It was like, yeah, let's just wait a couple of weeks
so it can be great when you finally do it as a husband and wife. No, Becky. It was awful. You arguing more. What you need to do is be having sex around one of the most stressful times in your life.
Yeah, it was
people
mad
start
irritated.
Acting funny. Money ain't depositing when it was supposed to. The mailman late. People can't find it. Invites, people RSVPing 90 days after the fact. The cake stale.
Remember
we did the tasting and the cake.
Oh, I don't know what they were trying to sell.
We
didn't want none of this shit.
But it was great at the wedding.
It was a different cake.
It was a different cake.
A different goddamn cake.
God. Yeah, so you really definitely should be
trying to serve Guyanese people this dry food. It would have tore our wedding up.
Yeah.
Talk shit about us the entire ride home.
But that cake was really great.
Everything was great. My wedding was the shit.
It was really great. And it was worth
all that where I would insert gunshots.
Money. Not really.
Still.
Oh. We owe a few more.
We don't owe nobody.
We don't owe
paid.
Anybody.
We owe Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh. And the last thing.
Learn your partner's body. That was the thing.
That was number 9. And the last thing is cook together. And that was mine. I think you should cook together, not just for like intimate time and create a meal together and maybe it can turn into really sexy and hot and sticky, but also you will learn, at least for me, I learned that we have 2 different styles, cleaning styles, cooking styles, 2 different, like I'm very type A, Mikey's not, but he's
weird in
the kitchen.
You like pick up on like how to be cohesive. Yeah.
Right. But in the beginning, it can be very irritating. You could hate them the whole time you're cooking a meal, and then the meal is finished and you realize it's fabulous. Now you're eating and having sex and it's great. But I think cooking together teaches you a lot about the other's attitude. How are they under stress? How are they, do you...
When it's hot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good metaphor, baby.
And literally.
Yeah.
No, really.
So how was I in the kitchen?
The first time we cooked together?
Yeah.
I mean, you were a little irritating. But like, as we kept cooking together.
What were we making?
I think we were making, you were teaching me how to make something.
Probably my spaghetti.
I was just about to say your pasta. Yeah. I think it was your pasta. Because Mikey has this teaching technique that I don't always appreciate.
Until after the fact. When okay. She knows something. You don't, you don't,
I mean,
like,
I always it. Learn. You're oh. right. But the way you teach sometimes, I'm like, this is not my teaching style. And, you know, but that's why you should cook together. So, again, go through the list one more time. Do something dangerous, reckless together, i.e. skydiving or riding a motorcycle.
Argue in front of a parent.
Live together and learn the habits of the person.
Have sex in an unconventional place.
Like an abandoned parking lot or a park. Discuss finances.
Like splitting bills, savings, credit scores.
Yeah.
And debt. That's important.
Because I left college without any debt.
Because Randy got the Gates Millennium Scholarship and Uncle Bill footed her way.
Yeah, he sponsored.
And I got no scholarship. Just loans.
He would have, but you know. Mikey had other priorities.
I did. I had to.
And so we have Mikey's loans to pay off. It's okay.
Now we.
We.
How much of my loans you done paid? Oh, we about
Mikey,
to
that's combined. This is it's our debt.
True.
It's our debt.
That's very true.
Don't get brand new
I'm
on
not
the
getting
mic.
Brand new on the mic. I'm just saying.
Do something for the other that you wouldn't normally do.
Like handies. Wait.
Handies?
Oh, some hand jobs. What are
like
you looking
that
at?
That wasn't.
Do something for the other that you wouldn't normally. Oh, like, what did you say?
Going to the damn car show.
Yeah, like car shows.
Mikey's thinking about sex.
Going book shopping. Why you think I'm talking about sex?
You said handies.
I just want to be touched.
Okay. Baby, you make it sound like I don't touch you.
It's been like a little mini drought.
Baby,
Randy's
been
dying
sick.
Of the flu. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's your fault. I blame whatever virus is killing you. I'm just saying. I'm lonely.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know what? Do something on your own, like late night drives,
strip clubs,
purchase in a strip club,
guys, a girls' night out.
And number 8. Premarital counseling for all the benefits of premarital counseling and the benefits of learning your partner.
Also, to add on to that, like solo counseling, like sometimes you just got shit to work out. You know, ain't nothing wrong with like having somebody poke around your brain a little bit and get you to think about some stuff.
Yeah.
Before entering into a lifelong commitment, because marriages are expensive, divorces are more expensive.
In like all the ways. And I actually had my first therapy session after our honeymoon, like the day we got back from our honeymoon. I had my first one.
Oh, yeah.
My first solo one. Learn your partner's body.
And, learn, like, you know, learn them spots. Know what gets them off. Know what they like, what they don't like. Have some idea of it, you know. Makes the honeymoon spicy.
Yeah.
And the marriage.
And finally, cook together. For the great meal and for learning each other's teaching styles and how each other is.
How each other is? Wait, is it our?
Because it's plural, because it's two of us. To learn teaching styles and the spectrum of irritability.
Yes. And all that good stuff.
Yeah. I think it's helpful.
I hope
that y'all found this list entertaining for what it was. And as an engagement piece, we would love to know, if you are married, what did you think? You know, what did you do before you got married together that you think really helped y'all? If you aren't married.
For the single people out there, send us some things that you feel that you want. Or need or have to do before you get married.
Yeah.
Like if you just gotta have like a second whole phase.
Yeah. And on top of that, we forgot to do our shout out. Jill.
Yes, the winner.
Who sent in an embarrassing story.
Uh-huh.
Last episode, episode 11.
Yes.
We read her embarrassing story. Won the giveaway.
Because she had her name entered multiple times in the
fair
raffle.
And square.
And it dead ass selected
really
her
did.
Name.
When we clicked pick name, pick random name. It said Jillian Fields. We was like
all caps.
All caps.
Like, see them.
We
coming.
Put it in 3 times in 3 separate places on top of all the other subscribers. Thank y'all. And
so give us stuff so that we could put your name in more.
Because we really do love. You know, we're all about love languages, and we believe in giving stuff away. We give gifts to each other all the time.
And now Big Sis gets to ball out with the giant check we gave her to Amazon.
You know, giant is relative.
It is relative.
And we know she appreciates it.
Yes.
But yeah, so please send us in. You can DM us on social media or, you know, email us or comment somewhere online.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Fight or flight.
Now we're going to get into our fight or flight of the evening. And our fight or flight tonight will be led by my gorgeous wife. All right, babe. What's your beef?
I feel like you were really going to argue. And I don't want to. Yeah, we got time.
Let's say, come on. I like battling you when you're weakened.
Babe.
What?
When we started this podcast thing.
Uh-huh.
We agreed.
Yes.
It was a mutual joint effort.
Yes.
And that we both love it.
Yes.
We do.
We do.
I think we really do love it.
We do.
And I believe that you do.
What's up?
Social media is up.
Yes.
You don't be on Twitter. You asked to run the Twitter. You made this big old to-do.
Because I wanted to run the Twitter.
This big old to-do about the Twitter when we first started talking about where we needed to be present.
Uh-huh.
Instagram. You be in the stories every now and then. I could tell when you post to the feed every now and then. I'm like, oh, Mikey says something. Mikey shares something. That's really great. I don't want to have to prompt you.
To tweet?
To tweet or to be active on social media. Now, listen, I know your argument. You're busy. You got kids, you know, at the school. You got shit to do. You do extra work after work. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also busy. We're both busy.
Yeah.
It's not a hierarchy or Olympics about who's busier than who.
Got you.
I would like to not have to prompt you to remind you to post randomly.
Okay.
Because for our podcast and for anything like this, you have to be active.
Okay.
And I don't want it to seem like Randy's only posting.
Okay.
And you say, okay, but we've had this conversation a few times before this fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the response. And then you do something every now and then. And then it's like, oh, this is really not going to get put up unless I put it up. And then it's a lot. It's a lot, baby. I know you talked about, you know, let's do certain days where we post, but I would like it to be organic. But if you don't think that that's an organic way to do it, you don't think organic is going to work for us, then I would concede to your idea. But that's my fight or flight. I don't want to have to prompt you about social media stuff. I don't want to do it by myself.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Gotcha.
When you say okay and got it like that, I'm worried.
All right.
Are you going to fight this?
Yeah, I'm going to fight this. You ready? So, I think that one of the reasons, on top of the fact that I was over it in general, that I don't tweet as much is because, honestly, I don't feel like I be having something to say sometimes. I don't really like talking unless we doing this podcast, which you're like also really aware of. But when it hits me and I think of something to say or something to do that I feel is like shareable, I will tweet, you know, or I'll like do a thing because like that's just how I am. But I know that that doesn't work like that in the days of social media. I am an old man trapped in a young person's body and I got to move like how young people move. So I recognize that you're asking me because I think what you're asking me is you want me to do more on Twitter.
I'm asking you to be more present on Twitter and to be more present everywhere else on our social media.
Okay. So I will work harder to tweet more. Part of this problem, though, I'm blaming it on you niggas that's listening to this right now. I need people to talk to. So if I'm going to be tweeting, y'all need to go ahead and follow us on Twitter at BlackMillMarePod. Add me now and be like, did it, nigga. And I just need recognition that you have like said something and I will like start tweeting. And I'll start doing stuff. If I get 5 people to add us over the course of the weekend.
We already followers.
I need 5 people. They don't need to add us then. I need 5 people to be like, got it, nigga. Just say, got it, nigga, to me.
Am I included? Because I will.
Okay. That's fine. You got a Twitter?
You don't even know that your wife has a Twitter.
Twitter
follow sucks. You.
Anyway. So at me. At me then, boo. It's whatever. All right. At me. And I will respond.
You don't even know me.
I knew. I responded to you a couple of times. Man, this is jokes. This is for the pie.
Dead ass.
Yo, breathe. All right. Watch yourself.
Shut up.
Now, what I was saying is,
I will accept that. So I'm no, this isn't a fight. I just, you know, I like to plead my case before I concede. So I'll fly my ass on the Twitter and I'm gonna tweet some stuff.
And everywhere else you keep saying Twitter, I'm not talking about this Twitter.
I'm already active on all the other stuff.
No, you're not.
I be on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Liking stuff and sending me stuff and messages about JR crazy ass Smith is not active on Instagram. That's not active.
I do be active. What are you talking about? Not just with JR and that horrible decision that he made, but in general. We don't talk about current events. Come on.
We don't.
Yeah, we focused on what we talk about. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all, that was crazy. Okay. That was
fucking hilarious.
Okay.
And the Cavs deserve it because they beat my Celtics. Anyway. I'm joking. They ain't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. That was cold. Terrible.
It didn't have to end that way.
I predicted every second of the last 2 minutes of that
game. It was really funny.
Anywho. Okay. I'll be more active on social media.
Without being prompted.
Without being prompted much.
Without being prompted.
Okay. Starting when? Give me a start date.
Today.
Can we try tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, I tried to do something today before the podcast. You got on me about recording.
It wasn't before the podcast. We were recording. Anywho,
I was trying to be. All right. Got you. Done. Without being prompted. I'm going to go tweet about how I just got chastised for not tweeting. Anything else, love?
You're tweeting right now?
Yes.
We're recording.
I want to tweet that we're recording. Isn't that what you do on Twitter? You just share thoughts. Currently.
All right. Recording. Now's my fight or play. Now, baby. PDA.
I ain't got nothing nice to say to you.
It's your go.
Nah, fuck that. All right, okay. I just tweeted, baby.
We're gonna lose so many people.
No, we're not.
They're gonna be like, they've lost their shit.
Today was a long day. This is a long week.
Y'all, I've been sick as a dog. Y'all hear me? Like, y'all about to hear it because it's gonna be part of my PDA. Go ahead.
Wait, is it okay? Well, that's be good as PDA. What can I say, babe?
What can you say?
I don't know where to start with you. So for the people who haven't heard any of our episodes until now, my wife is tiny. This is a little small, just small woman. 5'0". 100 and nothing pounds.
First of all, don't lie.
She don't weigh or just, she don't look like nothing. She's just this little tiny woman. And I'm a very large man. But damn it, if she don't make me just want to like curl up in her arms sometimes and just... be the little spoon.
So cute.
I appreciate you for holding a nigga when I need to be held.
I cannot.
Because this is a... Look, I've been having a hard time with a lot of stuff. The particular work that I do with the Atlanta Public School System being the way that it is, a lot of my days can be depressing in a new way. And you really... over the last week especially, have just been extremely kind to me when I just need to lay on you. All 284 pounds.
You lost weight, babe.
Okay, all 278 pounds.
77.
Okay. All 277.
Recognize your work.
That's true. I have worked very hard. If I cut my hair, I'll lose another 10. Man, look, to all the dudes out there listening right now, man, just go lay on your girl, man. Chill out. Whatever it is that you mad about that you don't want to be mad about no more, bro, just go lay on her, bro. Just have her hold you because you just need a hug, man. A lot of ladies out there, like, if he being a little difficult right now, if you could just tell he's sad and life hurts him right now and he's just a little depressed, but he don't want to talk about it. Just go grab his head and just have him lay on your chest. No matter how small you are. Oh, eight cups are still cups.
Mikey.
I'm just saying. We need to be held, and I appreciate you for holding me. And I'm sorry, Kira. I know this has been long. I'm supposed to keep it to 60 seconds. Thank you for holding me. You are appreciated.
You're welcome. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Wait. Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you for the compliment and recognizing me. So my PDA is, so I've been sick since Tuesday. I woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. I woke up, and I said, Mike, my throat hurts. And we just kind of brushed it off, went to work, and got to work, had a meeting at work. And after that meeting, my body was like, okay, we made it to the meeting, and now let's plummet. And I ended up having to leave work early because I just couldn't breathe. It felt like my throat was closing. It was really bad. And I told my boss, like, hey, I really got to go, but I will sign in when I get back home. And I got back home, and Mike looked me in my eyes and was like, get your ass in bed. You will not be signing in, ma'am. And you will go to sleep.
Why do you make me talk to you like
work
this?
Work will be fine. Like, y'all, I've been really bad. You know, I have a lot of anxiety that I'm working on, especially lately at work. Because the women I work with are really smart. They're great. It's fine. Like, I love working with smart people, but they're all white. And it's a weird space to be in because I haven't been in a space where I'm the only black person at work. I'm
and
usually
dark as all hell.
Yeah. And I'm dark. I'm not like light skinned black. I'm two parent black, dark skinned. And I'm used to having some type of comrade, even if we don't even talk to each other, where I can look across the room and be like, hey, at least you're here. But the other people of color in the office have since left. And it is just me. And so I'm always constantly just anxious about, you know, I want to perform well. I want to, you know, be like everybody else. I want to be able to push through. And I could not push through on Tuesday. I could not do it. I was that drive from work to home, took the rest of whatever I was going to have left in me. And I had to lay my ass down. And then the following day, I had to take a sick day. And I was so, I'm crying. I'm telling Mikey, 2018 is beating my ass. What is wrong with me? I just couldn't remember what it felt like to feel better. And you just talked me down, babe. You talked me down. You gave me lots of soup. You know, you and group been on your best behavior. Y'all just been letting me be sick and sleep and eat my soup and Gatorade. You've been really great. And you are the reason why I can even talk, you know, on this podcast and do an episode like this without being incredibly winded. Maybe a little congested, but at least I'm not gasping for air. Because you helped nurse me back, babe. So I really appreciate you for doing that.
Well, you're welcome. You know, in sickness and all that shit.
And in health. And I really appreciate you because I know you had a really rough week and you have put that aside. Or at least, you know, for the most part when it concerns nurturing me back.
You're more important than other things.
So I really appreciate you. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, y'all. That was episode 12.
That was episode 12.
We're going to go back and listen to it. And
later.
Actually, no, we can do it now. And I'll explain why. We're going to go back and listen to it. And see if we're going to, like, edit all
this. We're not editing anything out. This is about to be just one episode that's, like, where you go wonder what is wrong with us. But y'all need to start seeing the real us. Get to know your partners. You know, it's time. All right. I cuss. Brandy's a little reckless.
I'm not.
Yeah, you
okay,
are.
I am. So, call to action.
Lying ass. Call. Okay. Please be sure to check out our website.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
That was really nice, sweetie. I like that. Rate us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
and Google Play.
New listeners, make sure you go back and listen to episodes 1 through 5. Those are like the intro episodes. They're like episodes where we lay out our foundation.
Yes. And it'll also help you pick up on little inside jokes as
that we
move
have, because they're all in episode 1 through 5.
See, subscribe to our newsletter because if you haven't by now, you're missing out on the opportunity to win free stuff.
Yeah, and we are really working on things to give to all our subscribers. Right now, we've only been able to give to raffle off a few based off who gets picked in the name generator we found on Google.
Yeah, to the people who have already subscribed, just know there's something coming your way because we still appreciate your loyalty. Don't be mad that you ain't won nothing yet because you're getting something. You're going to get something special.
Right. And yeah, the only way you can do that is if you subscribe to our newsletter.
By going to the website.
BlackMillennialMarriage.com.
Follow us on social media. On Instagram,
we are Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook,
we are Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are Black Millmare Pod.
Please, y'all.
And because I have now taken over the Twitter on the 1st of June, you know, I hadn't been doing it before. It's been Randy's responsibility, but now it's on me. And Daddy is ready to tweet
it.
All right,
I've just been retweeting.
So Daddy gonna tweet. But Daddy needs y'all to tweet at him. Or, you know, give me something worth tweeting about. I'm about to start tweeting. It's going to get real.
And also, feel free to follow us on our personal pages. You can follow me at bookworm_ran on Instagram.
Where she posts really, really attractive Man Crush Monday pictures of me.
Mikey is Mikey_XXI on Instagram.
Where I post really sexy Man Crush Monday pictures of me.
And on Twitter, I am Randy Writes. Do y'all see how I just talk around him? That's marriage. That's just
ignoring me is marriage. Like, I want to be acknowledged.
You choose your battles.
Why do we have to battle? Why can't you just love me?
Thank you for listening.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight dirty. And fight clean or whatever.
Peace.
Jerk. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talented.
Root Insurance puts you in control. Root is a new type of car insurance that uses the sensors in your smartphone to look deeper than other insurers. Here's how it works. Download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, like turning and braking, and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, meaning good drivers could save hundreds. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.